The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Oh my God, we're sitting here shaking it, and oh yes, thank you. Oof. Hey, we're live, and so it's all gonna flip on, flip off, turn on, turn out, all those things. So good evening and welcome to the show live here. This is Linda Bott with North State Now. I'm here with some really great artists. We've got so much to cover tonight, all the good things that are happening. I love, before we started the show, that the wheels are rolling. And speaking of, David is a brand new father of a beautiful little girl.
Yeah, thank you.
21 inches and
9 pounds, 2 ounces.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
And I love the story because his wife, who, you know, not she's old or anything, but she's never thought she'd get pregnant. And there she is delivering, and I think it was a surprise and wonderful, and she just was
38 years old.
Just beautiful,
wow,
pregnant, okay. And so, like, never got sick, and it was gorgeous. Yeah. So,
I'm so happy.
Speaking
for
of,
you,
you know, moving forward and having great things happen. So congratulations, David. And here we are on KCNR 96.5 FM. We are live tonight, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. Tonight I have Nancy Hill, the one and only Nancy Hill.
Hey, hey!
You know, you wear a lot of hats.
I wear a lot of hats.
Yeah, but you are like really basically the head kahuna of the Arts Council.
Oh, that could be a big word to use.
And director and founder and friend and confidant and a great cheerleader for the whole community. You do great work. Thank you.
Thanks, darling. I love it.
I could just watch the body there. Dami Lola. Dami, yes. Lola. Hi. Good evening.
Good evening, Linda. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Love this whole energy of your smile, your face, and you've got some great events coming up. And it's like not just twofold or trifold, it's many folds of the things coming up. Now, tomorrow night, let's talk about tomorrow night. Start with that.
Yes, tomorrow night is the June edition of Afro-Latina Night, First Friday at Downtown. It's at the park, and it's always a lovely night, full of vibrant colors, beautiful rhythms, people from all walks of life, cross-generational, talk about toddlers running on the dance floor, you know, papas and mamas just having a good time, good food from different street food vendors, and it's just always a very cultural, family-friendly, free event.
So let's talk a little bit about you. A lot about you, actually. Let's talk about you came to Reading. Let's talk about your history and your dance history and what you're bringing here. You're trying to share and get people turned on to a certain kind of, an expertise. You're an expertise at Afro-Latino, right?
Yeah.
All right. And?
So thank you for the question. Unpacking who I am, my essence, it's a very, very, very long story, but I try to compress it into a simple version. So I'm a Nigerian international living in America, living in Redding, California. I've been here for cumulatively 7 years now. But the beauty about growing up in Nigeria is Nigeria typically has about 500 different languages from 250 ethnic groups. So I grew up in diversity. So,
wow.
So the city I grew up in, Lagos, is like if LA and New York had a baby together. So
really?
Full of life, vibrant, never sleeps, culture, music, entertainment. And as a Yoruba person from my tribe, we always like look for the next excuse to throw a party. Whether a neighbor is getting married or a family friend is having a housewarming party, there's always a reason to celebrate. And when we celebrate, everybody comes together from all tribes, whether you're Igbo or Hausa, Fulani, Yoruba. And when we're on the dance floor, it's not about your language. It's not about who you are or your background. It's about the rhythm, the energy, the joy. Whether the language of the song lyrics changes, it is the sonic expression that connects us every time, and it's always just this explosion of celebration.
Sonic expression. That is golden.
That is way cool.
Sonic expression, because the tone and the beat move your body. It doesn't care. You don't even, whatever language, doesn't even matter. It's something that resonates in your blood,
deep in your, right. In your soul. Yeah, yeah. So when I came to Reading, just finding a place, because as a Nigerian, when you get somewhere, you try to find where the next party is at. So I was a friend.
I bet. Like, where's the party in Reading, folks?
So
right here at Linda's.
Where are we gonna dance?
So this is back in 2018, right? Okay. A friend invited me to a party, and I showed up. And as a Nigerian, like, you just have this thing where you just want to look good, like you dress properly, you dress to impress, not to show off, but it's just who we are. Right. So I was dressed to the nines, right? I got to this house party, and everybody was in shorts and flip flops, and just had like plastic food plates and just eating. And it's just like, when is the party
started? Culture shock.
talk about big culture shock. And I was just wondering, when is the party starting? And I kept asking my friend, and she's like, "This is the party." About an hour later, I was like, yo, I'm leaving. Don't call this a party. Call it a get-together. Like, next time you want to throw a party, ask me. So that just left a mark in my mind. And I was telling my friend, we went to school together, Sire Vasquez, and I was just like, where's the culture? We need to, like, find something. I want to dance. And she just said, damn, you stop complaining about it. Do something. And that just, like, lit a light bulb in my head. And that was how Afro-Latino Night was Afro-Latina Nights was birthed, because as a Nigerian, as an African, and then having a friend who was Latina, and I was just seeing how overlapping our cultural expressions are in food, in rhythm, in personality, just the spiciness of who we are. And I said, what if we bring our cultures together and then invite everyone, not only to come and experience, but also to exchange their culture? And that was just how we just created this thing that just grew from a small house party, and 4 years later we have 3,000 people attending every month. So
this is happening tomorrow night.
It's happening tomorrow
night. At the food park.
The food truck park, 1552 Plaster Street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What time?
6:30 p.m.
Ooh. Okay. That sounds great. And also with us is Daniel Hill, who is a wonderful actor, dancer, singer, and you are going to be directing a couple plays. We'll get to that in a minute, but why don't you just give us a little synopsis?
Synopsis on myself or the shows?
The shows. And then we'll come back to you.
Yeah. Well, howdy there, folks, listening through whatever channels you may be. I'm representing Axiom Repertory Theater. You might have seen us around town. Our main home is over on Bocelli Lane, but we recently had a fire right at the end of last October, and we took Rocky Horror over to the Cascade Theater. We had a great party, and we've been nomads ever since. Our nomad life continues, although there is progression on the repairing the original theater on Bocelli.
Saw pictures tonight. It's fantastic. It's moving along.
And this summer, we have a little summer repertory theater season, and we have two shows, and they're going on at the Old City Hall building in downtown Reading. The show that I'm directing is called Matt and Ben. And this show is a hoot. It was written by Mindy Kaling and Brenda Withers. You might recognize their names from The Office. These two gals wrote a show about Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. And the women who wrote it, they played those parts. So you come and see Matt and Ben, you're going to see two great female actors portraying Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. And the script for Good Will Hunting falls from the sky inside their mid-90s Boston apartment. And these guys are like, what the heck? This has our names on it. We wrote a script, and they have to deal with that. And it's a comedy. It's funny. It's a two-woman show. It's an hour on the dot, and it's a laugh a minute. It's a roller coaster that takes off, and once it goes, you're on the ride. And the actors are absolutely delivering, and I'm having a blast directing it. It is a bunch
Matt
of fun.
Matt and Ben. And when does that start?
We open July 5th.
Okay. That's good. That's good. So we know that tomorrow night we have, our definite, Latino night, Afro-Latino night with, Dami Lola, who is going to be leading dances.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Not just me. I have friends also. So right. Every month I always bring. So the thing about the stage is it is open to all. It is all inclusive. So everyone is welcome. If you have something to share, the stage is open. I'm not hugging the stage. Just come. Just share your heart and your art.
Now, do you get to bring the music? Do you select the music? How does that happen as far as, okay, we're going to start the party now. What's happening?
Yeah. So every month I have a list of DJ friends that collaborate with us. So
ooh,
yeah, so
that must be fun.
It is. We've had many fine DJs from Reading and
they're looking. They're what? Looking for music that's like, what do you think of this, buddy?
Exactly. Yeah. So this, tomorrow we're going to have DJ Simeon. We're going to have DJ Jake Easy.
Okay.
At the first time. He's making his debut on stage at Afro Latino Night. So they bring that. They bring that. As we go on, we're also looking to evolve to also bring like live cultural music from different cultures, because we've had that before where we had partnered with a, Polynesian group to bring like Pacific Island culture to the park. So we're looking forward to expanding cultural experiences too in Reading.
Well, let's take a break, and when we come back, we've got more with Nancy Hill, who you always just bring in a rich array of experiences for anybody to be able to jump in right here in Reading. I love that. Don't ever say it's boring. Don't say you can't grow and you can't learn something new, because this group is definitely that. My three guests tonight are bringing, you know, change and wonderment and all the wonderful things it is when you delve into the arts. That's what you get. All right, we'll be right back. David, take us out. This is Linda Bott. We'll be right back after these messages.
Need help with your health insurance?
Thank you,
We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares. Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Helicopter rides, airplane rides, classic cars, aircraft displays. It's all happening this Father's Day. Aviation Day, Sunday, June 15th, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Benton Airfield in West Reading. Admission is free and parking is free. Sponsored by the Reading EAA. Come for a great breakfast put on by the Mount Shasta 99s from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Adults are $10. Kids from 5 to 12, $5. Kids under 5 are free. Aviation Day, 2025, Father's Day, Benton Airfield.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
All right, welcome back to our KCNR North State Now here with Linda Bott. How are you? We are live here, and I don't even want to take a break because I'm enthralled with Dami Lola. You put your headphones on. We're back on the air, buddy. You didn't hear the music coming in, but it wasn't as good as the first.
That first one was awesome.
Oh, man, we need some more of that. Can you find something like that again so we can?
Boogie. I'm a DJ. I got that for days.
David, I didn't even know you had that. That brought some good old memories from Nigeria.
Ooh,
that's good. A fire vibe.
A fire vibe. Okay. Nancy Hill is here.
Hey.
Nancy. So, okay, let's talk a little bit about Axiom. And
so Daniel mentioned we have two shows up for this. We actually have three. We're doing Frozen Junior with 50 elementary middle school kids, and it's going to take place the month of July. It's a camp. And then they do a full-blown performance week at the Cascade this year, which is really exciting.
Mm.
Yeah, Sarah Richards, who actually graduated from our little kids show and now is getting her, she's got a week left of school. She's going to be graduating from UCLA. No, not UCLA. She's going to kill me. San Diego. And she's going to go to San Francisco State and get her teaching credential and her master's degree all in one. Mm. So she's one of our little kids that literally started out at age 5 with us, and she's grown into this beautiful woman. She'll be directing the show for the first time. And then Lizzie Stockson will be participating with her and other wonderful adults.
What a talent, Lizzie.
I know, right? Anyway, and then we're doing a show called 10 Ways to Survive the End of the World and 10 Ways to Survive the Zombie Apocalypse.
Okay, that sounds like fun. Now, are you in that?
No, I'm not in that, but I am going to be helping with the lighting and the sound.
It's so fun.
I'll definitely be involved, but this is a fun two-parter. This is just theater to have a good time. You're going to see actors playing zombies, eating brains, doing the whole bit, meteors, you know.
Falling, yeah.
Yeah.
Daniel, do you write?
I do.
Have you done an original play yet?
I got a couple cooking up.
Are they avant-garde?
Okay. The play I'm working.
They should be. I see this. I feel this with you. Like, it's just going to be out there, but it's going to be funny, original, and it's going to be your style. Am I right?
You're right. You're right about
You're
that.
Right.
And especially Matt and Ben, because this is the one I'm directing. And I can vouch for 10 Ways to Survive the End of the World and the Zombie Apocalypse. Brandon Nascimento is going to do a great job directing that. But I can certainly vouch for Matt and Ben. Come and check this one out. We open July 5th. And both of these shows, The Zombie End of the World and Matt and Ben, we open July 5th and we run all the way to August 10th. So you have a whole summer to pick your day and come and check out a show.
Absolutely.
And that's up here at the... Okay.
In the ballroom, newly renovated ballroom.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. Let's do a shout out to the city because I think they need
rocked.
They get a lot of crap.
Let's talk about something nice they do. Yeah, so Kevin and his crew came in for 2 weeks and put in this beautiful flooring. Our old floor was starting to disintegrate. Mm. It was there, and I think they put it in 1986.
Okay.
So it's been a minute. It's been sitting there. So the guys came in and redid it, and then Daniel and I decided today to pull out bushes in front of the Arts Council. We put in flowers and plants, and so the place is looking pretty. We got pretty going on. Great gallery coming in. Eric Nance did a guest curation of wood and metal sculptures and wonderful artwork, 2D artwork as well.
And that opens tomorrow as well.
I was going to say, because that's first.
Yeah, first Friday. It's called Wabi Sabi.
Take a look at the gallery, then head down to the park.
Yeah, go see Dami. It's going to be
first Friday.
Friday downtown.
Now, with the gallery, are pieces for sale?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there'll be a price underneath the artwork. Okay. And if it isn't, it'll indicate that. But, oh my gosh, it's a beautiful show.
And
I love it.
Also, in that same gallery room, there's an artisan's boutique that's open year round that has local crafts and stuff. Similar to our friends at the Enjoy store.
Yeah, all right. I haven't been there in a while.
Got to check it out. Some new things in there.
Yeah, but I mean, I just like hearing this music. Can we play a little snippet, Dave?
Get Dami rocking again.
I know
Dami's amazing. Yeah. Yeah, come to his opportunity.
You know what I was thinking? I was thinking like the 11th way to survive the zombie apocalypse would be to throw them a Afro-Latino night.
Boogie night.
Let's do that.
10 ways to boogie. Yeah. That would be the next play. Which is good. Dave's rocking. Oh, yeah.
Awesome. I wish y'all could be in the room with us.
Yeah. So, everybody's out there just dancing. What time does that start tomorrow night?
6:30, and we go to 9:30.
All right.
Yeah. It's a big party. I'm going to come tomorrow because I'm going to be doing the opening, and then I'm going to come in.
6:30 to 9:30. Well, yeah, because you're downtown, and people like at 10 o'clock have to, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So tell us more. You've got a couple other events happening. You've got Drip for the Cause. What is that? That is going to be an Afro-Latino night. Car wash. Let's talk about what that is, June 13th.
Okay, so that is part of a fundraising event plan.
Okay.
So we have, we're kicking off tomorrow with the Afro-Latin Night First Friday at the park, and then on the 13th of June, we have Drip for the Cause, a car wash event we're inviting everybody to, and on the 21st of June, we have the Joya Gala. It's a fundraiser, like, you know, come dress fancy and just come, come give to support, Ijoya organization, because Ijoya is more than a dance organization. It is rooted, it's a movement rooted in unity, in joy, and cultural celebration. And the reason why we need the help of the community to keep this going is because as a founder and director, I've been able to live in America because of a work visa. And recently, completely unplanned, my employer informed me that they were making structural changes to the organization, that my contract will no longer be renewed. Just kind of like about 3 weeks ago. Ooh. So that just threw me off rhythm, off balance, because I had plans lined up, like grants reaching out, like festivals planned for the North State, and so I had a choice to just throw myself a pity party and, you know, get ready to pack my bags and go back to Nigeria. But thank God for community, because I have friends and people like Nancy who came around and said, Dami, no, you're important to this community. The work you
Absolutely.
Do is important to this community, and we want you to stay. And they came up with this idea of, like, the nonprofit is able to sponsor me on a type of work visa, but it needs a solid financial base to be able to do that, to prove to the USCIS immigration that it's able to do that. So,
right.
And $25K is right. No small money.
It's the goal.
It's the goal.
It's
the minimum. It's the minimum goal. Yeah.
Yeah. Reading can do it. Reading can
we
help
can
you
do
that. Now on, in the park tomorrow night, do you pass a bucket? Do you guys do anything like tips, or can you, hey, you know, do you get up and say anybody, is there any plan to do that tomorrow night?
Yeah, so tomorrow night we're going to have like tip jars open. We're going to have different people. I've had friends and organizations donating like gifts, and just there'll be face painting for kids, there'll be balloon making for kids. There'll be just different side activities also going on to just give people the opportunity to give freely to support what we do. They'll have an artist friend also coming in to do a live painting there tomorrow too. So yeah, so it's gonna be fun. Todd has offered to help to have tip jars open at different stations in the park, so feel free to just show us support.
All right, so we talk about the event schedule tomorrow night from 6:30 to 7, warm up and welcome with Dami Lola.
Yes.
And then you've got a dance showcase. Who's Fred Vassallo and crew?
So Fred Vassallo is one of like Redding's finest like dance.
Well, we gotta hear about it.
Yeah, so Fred is bringing his crew tomorrow. So the beautiful thing about the group is it's a range of like from kids 5 years old to like, you know, adults in their 30s and 40s. So they're gonna have like a beautiful hip hop, classic hip hop dance showcase rooted in African culture. So that's something to look forward to.
All right, and we have Jensane and Raiden, interactive dance.
Yes, that's a mother-daughter group. So
okay.
they're a wonderful duo. Like the energy they give is so amazing. So they're going to be teaching us a line dance from a salsa song, and also take us on a trip to Brazil with the popular Brazilian number. And so I'm looking forward to that tomorrow. It's something special that no one should miss.
And Guetta Circle and Joy Tunnel.
Yeah, so Guetta Circle is one of like the dance rituals we do at Afro Latino Night. So basically, I get everyone in a big circle.
Okay.
And the circle, I call it the circle of trust. It has three pillars. It's unity, it's freedom, and it's joy. The idea is for you to get out of your head. Don't judge anyone, because to be able to play freely. You have to feel free.
Okay.
So when you get into the center, you just move. It's not about technique. It's not about form. It's just about you playing, being childlike, not childish.
Linda, you would rock in that.
Oh, that just sounds so like therapy.
It is.
Big
it
time
is.
Therapy.
Healing just by arts.
It is.
Healing
it
by
is.
Arts.
Wellness, you know.
Yeah, and if you're tuning in, and you're listening to this radio station, we are live. We're talking about tomorrow night. You can go hear and see and play with Dami Lola as the choreographer for this event, Afro-Latina. And then, of course, we have Nancy Hill here. We're talking also with Daniel Hill about these shows that are coming up on the 5th of July and that goes till the August.
Yeah, August 10th.
All right. Looking forward to having you back on to talk more about that. Thank you, Nancy, and thank you, Dami Lola. Looking forward to having you back again where we can really go into more detail. Just 30 minutes isn't enough. Yeah, I know. So that would happen fast. And when we come back, we have our famous astrologer, Sandra Jennings, with us. Of course, she's going to tell us what's happening with the moon and the stars and all the really good stuff. And she is live as well. So hang in there and we'll be right back here with Linda Vaught. This is North State Now on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1416 AM. Hello, where are we? And your talk radio.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Linda.
Jump into summer with the huge parking lot sale brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. Not only will the parking lot be filled with unique items, but inside the store you'll save extra as well. Beautiful brass, antique vases, jewelry, and sports memorabilia galore, vintage clothing and signs. It's all waiting for you June 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center off of I-5 in Anderson. Thanks, Memory Lane.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Hey, why not?
Are we going up in another chakra?
This is it. This is all it's going to do. It's just time to take a breath.
Welcome back to KCNR. Yeah, because David's at the helm. And wow, we just covered some great musical ground here with stuff that's happening with the Afro-Latino. But you may hear that. That's your chakra sound, or when you hear the bowls and the crystal bowls, and they have these sounds that resonate with different parts of your aura to help you clear, to help you heal, to help you focus in. And with us tonight, I love that, again, Nancy Hill. Nancy, what are you doing? Come on, let's hear about the arts. And, of course, Sandra Jennings, my favorite astrologer. I call Sandra and I go, what's happening with the moon and stars? What's happening? Where are we? And you always have these great predictions and things that you talk about. So welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, you know, right in the middle of the new moon and the full moon.
Okay.
Between them both. We
all
finished
right.
The new moon. It was a new moon in Gemini, and ruled by Mercury, about thinking and asking questions and being curious and waiting for a message or sharing a message. It's sharing what we know, wanting to ask questions about what's going on everywhere around us in every way. What is everyone doing? Trying to stay in touch. Tremendous interest in ideas and thoughts and sharing what is most important to us. So that takes precedence over the entire lunar month. Then coming up on the 11th is going to be the full moon in the opposite sign of Sagittarius, the Archer. So instead of trying to know everything about everything, it's one-pointed, having a goal, a high goal, something that's so significant and important that that's what's sought after in life. And that, I heard that. It was Dottie.
I think it was just, he was. I mean, it must be that noise, that beautiful sound.
Oh,
just
the cosmic
resonated.
Sound.
Yes, cosmic sound. And he
of
was,
oneness.
He was all to it. I've never heard him do that in the middle of a show, but okay.
Chanting, how yeah. Wonderful.
That's Buford. Over Buford time. The chanter.
Yeah,
all
really.
Right, so the goal. So the pointing, the Sagittarius pointing to the sky. Okay.
And it's about wisdom.
Wisdom.
Seeking the highest path for humanity, for each of us from inside of our heart and soul. Finding what motivates us, what inspires us, and meditate on it and try to bring it from the heavens into our life here on the earth.
That feels like about right.
It's a beautiful energy, and I specifically like it because my sun sign is Sagittarius. Oh, lovely. We're getting a message from the front room. Very significant. And what is your goal, Buford? Talk to us. Give us the message.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you
give
have an Akita,
so
you know that. Yeah, the Gemini. Okay. Uh-huh. So, yeah, my birthday was May 21st.
Uh-huh.
I have such great friends. It was wonderful. Anyway, when is yours?
My birthday is December 6th.
Okay.
6 months away.
All right.
But this is a turnaround for my time of birth.
Okay.
Because I was born when the sun was in Sagittarius and the moon was in Gemini.
Okay.
So it feels familiar to me, but the other way around.
Okay. So what happened with, we are going from Gemini into Sagittarius? Is that what you're saying, Sagittarius?
We're saying that, whatever happens at the new moon, whatever that sign is that the moon and the sun are in the same degree, the same sign, the same minute, that happens at the new moon, and that's like an introduction into the lunar month. So that, and that lunar month was ruled by Mercury. Mercury rules Gemini. And there were other planets in Gemini also. It was powerful. And Mercury was powerful at that time. So it was, we were all listening for the message. Whatever the message is, was, will be. We need to have significance. And here's something that is going to be motivational. And search, as we get closer and closer to the new moon, search for something that's meaningful to us personally. And that we can focus on in our life to give us significance.
How about, can you talk a little bit about events happening in our country?
Yeah, I can talk about events happening in the country. I can talk about events happening in the world.
Okay.
And we're going through a time period where the inner planets, the sun, the moon, Mercury, Venus, and Mars represent how we learn about ourselves as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you look at the planets, Jupiter and Saturn represent society and how we interact in it, and Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, their orbital periods are so long, especially as we get out to Pluto, over 240 years for one orbit around the sun. When they change signs, it changes something big for everyone on the planet. And all of those planets, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, change signs during about a 14-month period, a lot of it just in 6 months. So the entire world and how we are familiar with it and how we've grown up and the patterns that have become familiar to us, that have been the cornerstones in our lives, things that we could believe, this is how things work, are shifting and changing and moving into another era, into another level of interest or a higher level of development. And generally, it doesn't all happen at the same time. It's been thousands of years since this has all happened at the same time. So we're undergoing a tremendous shift, not only in this country, but everywhere on the whole earth. And there was an interview that I started investigating on a book that came out last year, a fellow who said, well, what we are experiencing now is the end of the Iron Age, the Kali Yuga. You know, there is a time period that was the ancient Hindu sages were aware of, that was a cycles of millions and millions of years. And there was a gold age when everything was perfect and the gods were present here on earth and life was in a state of balance. Everyone loved everyone. There was plenty. There was a moral high ground everywhere. And then things started to deteriorate a little bit, but to the silver age, it was a little shorter and it was not as wonderful, but still things was healthy, and the people that were rulers had some sort of an idea that they wanted the welfare of their people, had that at heart. And then from there we moved into the Bronze Age, and the Bronze Age was a little less wonderful, a little more strife. And then finally we moved into the Iron Age, the Age of Kali, which is where we've been living here on the earth for the last about 400,000 years. And so this author said that he believes we're at the end of that Kali Yuga and we're going to move into the next stage of development from a time period when the earth is at its darkest and most dense and most heavy and difficult, where everything is hard and where people lose faith, they mm-hmm. lose hope, they lose trust. They forget what love is. They don't know what God is any longer. They feel that they're rudderless, and bad becomes good. You know, things are upside down. Well, this writer said we're at the end of that time period. We're going to move into a next higher level of manifestation when things are going to become better, finer, lighter, more enlightened. Well, in order to make that shift, the old way has to dissolve, and something has to, the old patterns have to die, and something new will replace it. So that's what we're seeing right now. We're seeing different structures or institutions or governments or leaders or religions that has been the keystones in our lives, and we see them dissolve around us. And things that we've had faith in, that we've believed in, are deteriorate. And the very structure of reality seems to be dissolving. And when that happens, it's like quicksand, and something new has to form. So that's what we're in. We're in a period of transition, moving into a higher level of manifestation or consciousness.
All right. And on that note, we're going to take a break because I think that's beautiful. We're in a period of manifestation of higher consciousness. Please. Amen. Sister. We'll be right back.
So it's a
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At the Community Foundation of the North State, we believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, we link people who care with causes that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Together, we're creating a lasting impact right here at home. The Community Foundation of the North State. Local giving, powerful results. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
That sounds perfect. The 11th.
We're talking about full moon.
Woo!
Play that. My era, what can I say? Donna Summers. You know, she was a good painter.
I have no idea.
She lived in Nashville. She died early. But an opera singer, and then her big song was cut in Germany. And she became a star over in Germany, and then that hit. It's so good, it's so good, it's so good. Yeah, that's it. And then, of course, we think of her during Studio 54 and this whole...
On the radio.
Yeah. Looking for some hot love, baby, this evening. Yeah.
Hardly something you hear from an opera singer. That's just, what a wonderful story.
Yeah. More about Donna Summers. Was there a musical about her? I don't know. Welcome back to KCNR. This is Linda Bott. We are live. And, of course, I just like to, you know, thank you, David. And we're talking about that Afro-Latino night that's happening tomorrow night. That is downtown at the park. You've got a great choreographer by the name of Damilola, and he's Nigerian. And he is going to be joined by Fred Vassallo and a bunch of other dancers. So you're going to be out there. If you need to just let it rip, no judgment, get out there, dance in the big park.
Sounds like heaven.
Oh, yeah, and just enjoy.
Which is just what we want.
Yeah, we need that. So freedom. Tomorrow night, which is First Friday, so there's a new art showing that's going to be happening across the street at City Hall. Restaurants stay open late, shopping, et cetera. First Friday in Reading. Speaking of my First Friday, I am here with Sandra Jennings, who is my favorite astrologer, and you were talking about, let's just go quick into some planets.
All right.
You've written it down there. You've got, like, it looks, it's so, such a graphic.
When planets change sign, it's whatever that planet rules over or is responsible for, the whole way it operates changes. And as you go farther and farther away from the sun, the orbital periods of the planets become longer and longer and longer. For Jupiter, for 1 year, it stays in every sign for 1 year. Then the next planet out, Saturn, is a little bit less than 28 years. When we get out there into Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, Pluto's orbit is over 240 years to go around the sun one time. So when those outer planets change sign, they change for a long time, and it's a big change, and it's noticeable, and they're all changing signs within a very short period of time. Almost for, until Jupiter is just changing sign at the full moon, it was like just within 6 months, and which is unheard of. It hasn't happened for thousands of years. It just doesn't happen. That it's such a sea change. It's like everything that we know about how we network in society, the things that hold us up for security and safety are going to change. How we communicate with inspiration and the higher levels of consciousness, the outer limits, the beings from other dimensions, that's going to shift. Our spiritual values and our feeling, is there something that stands between us and every other person on the planet or every other being that is a conscious any place in our universe? No, those walls are going to all come down, and it's a feeling of oneness. And then Pluto, when Pluto changes, it moves, he has changed into the age of Aquarius. That was in November of last year. And so that's the computer age, which we all are living in. Everyone walks around with a computer in their purse, in their pocket, in their hand. Mm-hmm. Did we think that if we were alive 20 years ago, did we ever think we would all have a cell phone and it would be regulating our lives? If you leave the house, you go, oh, wait, I got to go back. I got to get my cell phone. I can't be out there without it.
Right.
So then of course now we're looking into the age of AI, where the computer is the one mind that controls it all. You know, that, so it's a shift. It's a pole shift in every way for all of humanity all at once. So it's shocking for people. It's frightening for people. It's like when I mentioned before, it's like quicksand. The land under their feet that we have felt has supported us, where we felt, okay, it's the ground. It's I can stand four square here. It's shifting. And the one thing I mentioned, you said, what's most important? That Saturn is making a conjunction within the same degree as Neptune, both in the very first sign of the zodiac, in Aries, at the beginning of Aries, 00 degrees Aries, that's where Saturn is. Saturn rules reality, the laws of physics, and the things that are institutions that hold us up and hold us in. Saturn rules our bones and our skin, holds us up, holds us in, makes us discreet, sets us apart from anything else. It's our boundaries. Right next to Neptune. And Neptune, or Poseidon, is the seas, the oceans of the world that are constantly flowing. There's no boundaries with the ocean. When the ocean meets the land, the ocean washes it away and dissolves it, takes the sand of the beach and carries it out to some other beach, some other place. So the very structure or sands of reality as we know it are dissolving and being formed in a new way. So that's a really, really important conjunction, and it's happening at 0 degrees and 1 degree of Aries, the first sign of the zodiac. And so it's like a makeover for everything starting right now. And when astrologically, when a planet or something significant happens at 0 degrees of Aries, it's seen on the world stage. So everyone is watching this, and we're all feeling it. No one's immune. Nobody feels, oh, I'm so safe and sound in my little castle on the hill. No, no. this is the time when it's one of those, the bigger you are, the harder you fall. And we're seeing that in the news in our country because we watched an administration go from being, you know, idealized as wonderful, and then we find out our idol had clay feet. It's, you know, yeah, like the prophecy in Daniel. And that this person was supposed to be so leader, the consummate leader, an intelligent person in charge of the whole country and the welfare of millions. We find out he wasn't even present mentally. Who was watching the store?
Right. You know,
so we're finding out that there, where is the deceitfulness? Where are the lies? And they'll all be revealed. The things that held up and supported our reality, Saturn, are being washed away. And Neptune does represent lies and deceitfulness, but it can also represent the highest spiritual imaginings that we would want for our lives. So it's a change from watching what has degenerated and been so disappointing and disheartening and broken our hearts and maybe broken our souls to some extent, being changed, and now we're building something new.
So if we were to take these last few minutes and say, okay, people listen up, be on the lookout for this, or this is something you could think about or something you can do, fill in the blanks.
Look within to your heart, be calm and peaceful. Put your feet on the ground, bare feet on the earth, and breathe deep and put yourself into a sense of well-being and peace and love, and realize that we all have that inside of us and we want to share that. That's where we want to live. That's our place.
That's beautiful. Thank you. Yeah, because if you live in that place, if you really do that, you will have peace.
Yes. Yeah. It's built into who we are and how we operate. It's genetic. It's in our cells. It's in our molecules that we need to calm down and quit pursuing something that may or may not have value and find out what truly has value in your heart and soul.
Music to my ears.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, that's really, really good. So now if somebody wants to get a hold of you, Sandra, and have a reading or go to your website, Chiron Society.
Chiron Society is the group that meets on the Wednesday night before the new moon and the full moon. I would also recommend you could call me, 530-410-3702. My email address, sandrajennings85@gmail.com. I do have a website, Sandra Jennings, the astrologer. Give me a call. Talk to me. Talk to me on the phone. Tell me what it is in your life that you have missed or that you are trying to recover or that you want to imagine and create for yourself. And I'll tell you why you were born to this lifetime, why you picked the exact moment and place where you decided to come into the third dimension and breathe for the first time, and what that life, what was the promise of that life, and who are you? Who are you meant to be for this incarnation? What's going to satisfy you, and what's the most important?
Oh, and with that note, with that thought, final words for tonight here on North State Now. Thank you, Sandra Jennings, and my other guests that have been Nancy Hill, Daniel Hill, and the choreographer, Dami Lola. David, thank you, and congratulations with your newborn daughter. And I'm signing off now. Have a great, a wonderful month of June here, and enjoy this fabulous weather in Reading with our first Friday. All right, we're taking off, and I'll see you tomorrow morning. We'll be here in the morning with Carl. Good night. Have a beautiful evening.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.